You're listening to SBS News.
In a candlelit apartment, high up in the rooftops, Queen is dancing. She's statuesque in a long blue dress with tumbling chestnut curls. But Queen can only live this life indoors, here, in this small secret space, because she's a trans woman.
I remember my childhood. I didn't have makeups, but I used to actually use the coloring pens to paint my eyebrows and my lipsticks. And then that day, my older sibling came in and saw me with that. And the first reaction he did, he actually slapped me in the face.
Well, I have this kind of tea, you can smell it, it's really good.
All of them, they talk in front of you, like since when you were a child, that to be with another man as a man, it's really bad.
Adam lives in Erbil now, after fleeing Syria. A man who he thought was a friend told the authorities he was gay.
They will really be judgmental, they may kill you, they may do a lot of bad stuff physically to you. They'll punish you, report you to the court, to the police. So you will be traumatized.
In Sulaymaniyah, 22-year-old Vereen is non-binary. They've just quit their job as a lifeguard after men on the poolside asked crude personal questions about their sexuality and women complained about their presence there. Vereen is desperate to leave the country and start a new life, but that's not easy.
First of all, the money, and then the place, Iraq. Iraq is like a red zone, and we don't have visas to anywhere. You have to buy it, and you know it's really expensive. It takes like $20,000 or something, and it's really too much for some people like me.
It's taken a heavy toll. As we sat together and talked, Vereen told me they've thought about taking their own life.
They don't get it. It doesn't take like explaining myself for millions of times. So I was like, that's the only way out.
Here in the shadow of Erbil's historic citadel, as you sit and drink sweet tea, you'll see the men around you make physical contact. They hold hands, or one puts an arm around another. But this is considered straight behaviour, not gay. If you want to show affection towards someone you love, who's the same sex, you need a quiet, hidden space. Adam took me to one of the city's parks after dark. So tell me about this park. How important is this place to you?
Well, this park is one of the most like incredible things in the city. It's like a savior for me and my friends.
Can you be physical here?
Yeah.
In a way that you couldn't somewhere else?
Yeah, a bit. It's not that crowded. It's quite empty sometimes. When you will come to this park, you feel like you're in different, totally different place.
Amange loves this park too. While real change feels distant, he lives his life quietly and carefully. His biggest fear isn't for himself, but for the people he loves.
I'm not doing anything illegal, but my family doesn't deserve the social,
stigma.
The stigma, right? Yeah. And they don't deserve to be outcasts because of me. I don't want to put my family through that.
And that would happen to them?
Definitely, definitely. I'm from the closest people. And I would count my uncles first. My uncles would be the ones that cut my family and never visit them. Because their son is gay.